All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast with Jesse Walker, your fabulous host, head coach and creator of Confident Fit Coaching, RockSolidGym.com, JesseWalker.com, and a whole host of other things. Brain Dump Diaries podcast, a bunch of different journals, she's running the forgiveness course. Girl, we got a lot of stuff going on. But today what I want to talk about is something that I have been doing more of, or trying to do more of. And one, it's a whole list of things, but we're just going to talk about one. And that is reading books that I really enjoy and I really want to. And this will tie in perfectly with what we're talking about, based on the book that I was reading that sparked all of this. So the book in question is Unqualified: How God Uses Broken People to Do Big Things by Stephen Furtick. So the chapter that I was reading, or the chapter I was finishing, more or less, was talking about I am, how we define ourselves, and how it, if done correctly, can liberate and push us forward. And sadly, how a majority of us are not doing it correctly, and how it is limiting us and holding us back from, like, moving forward and living a fully free life and fully independent and knowing ourselves entirely and not feeling like anything less than that. So I just want to read a couple examples, because I know I do this, and it's something I'm definitely working on, and I'm doing it in a more positive way. But how this totally just takes hold of you and your story, and how it doesn't stop you from, like, progressing and moving forward. So some examples of, start by asking yourself this: who am I? What comes up? Can you even describe yourself? If you had to say, I am blank, how would you fill in the blank? Excuse me. Would it go something like this? I am shy. I am driven. I am lazy. I am trustworthy. I am selfish. I am exhausted. I am stressed. I am broken. I am stupid. I am athletic. I am weak. I am strong. I am hurting. I am conflicted. I am slow. I am fast. I am tall. I am short. I am male. I am female. I am confused. I am straight. I'm gay. I'm bi. I'm divorced. I'm single. I'm a parent. I'm a daughter. I'm American. I'm white. I'm small town. I'm big city. I'm a coach. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a mother. I'm a truck driver. I'm a nurse. I'm a teacher. I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian, I'm an atheist, I'm Muslim. How do you define yourself? And we can define ourselves very simply by, like, I'm white. I'm white and I'm burnt as well. I'm also very red. I was out in the sun, so I'm white, burnt, red person. I am a mix of mutt, of all kinds of European-ish stuff. Very simple things. I'm short. I'm 5'4". I'm heavy. I'm 160. I'm a coach. But all of those things also very much limit us to all that we are. So saying that I am white, I'm a Christian, little bit of a Thursday service for you today. It's 6:6 today. Oh, wow. 6:6:19. But, how we define ourselves can kind of limit us and play small to all that we really, really are. Because you're so much more than that. You're so much more than the color of your skin. You're so much more than your height, your weight, your heritage, your background. You are exactly what you make of it, though. I could be dyslexic. I can't say I am entirely, because I have had it for so long that tests can't for sure say if I am or not, but apparently I'm on the border. But I can have the fact that I could be dyslexic or take the title of being dyslexic as something that holds me back and explains why I struggle with reading numbers at work, why I struggle with my business, why I struggle with relationships. I could use that victim card as so many different things. And I have in the past. I have used it in the past and I've looked for explanations and reasons, and that's why I took a test, was to get an explanation and a reason and for sure answer as to why I struggle so much with it, rather than just accepting that this is a part of me and moving forward and embracing it and learning that in order to fully live and fully thrive, I need to accept it and move forward. So by deciding and describing yourself, how are you holding yourself back? If you are shy, but you crave to be more outgoing, why do you keep saying that you're shy? If you have trouble learning, but you actually have a deep desire to gain knowledge and to be smart on your terms, why do you keep saying you struggle and that you're not smart? If you desire to lose weight and to live a healthy lifestyle, but yet you still keep telling yourself that you're fat, how are you able to move forward from that? If you want to start a successful business and you want to get out of debt, but you say you don't know, or you're such a failure, or money is hard and I don't know, how can you ever expect to move forward from that? And this is what I've been working on myself as well. That if I keep saying that my business is hard, if I keep saying that losing weight is difficult, if I keep saying that cooking food is time consuming, then it's forever going to stay that way. But if I accept that cooking can be easy and it can be quick, you better believe I'm going to find ways around it to make that a reality. If I say that losing weight can be easy and it doesn't have to control my life and consume who I am, you better believe I'm going to find ways to make that possible. And it is. It is so incredibly possible and it can be easy. If I say that my business is successful and fun and easy and attracts the exact people that need to hear the message that I have to say, and decide that I am the person that speaks their language that is going to help them get to where they want to go, then you better believe I'm going to write and share and speak that way, rather than it is hard and find excuses and stay quiet. And that's what has happened. That's why I have stayed quiet for weeks and months at a time some days. Why my email list has been dormant for months. Why I haven't gone live on Facebook in months. Why I haven't done long tangents on Instagram in weeks. It's because I keep telling myself that it's hard and it doesn't have to be. Tell myself I don't know. I am struggling. You can keep saying, I am broke, I am struggling, I am stupid, I am fat, I am unhealthy, I am difficult, I am unworthy. Then that's exactly what you are going to find. Because what you keep telling yourself, life is going to bring validation for. What you attract comes. What you think becomes reality. And if you keep looking for the negatives, even though you say you want nothing but positives, but you keep saying negative things, that's all that's going to show up. There's a reason God said, I am. I am. Like when asked what his name is, who shall I say sent me? I am sent me. Because there are no words that can fully embody and explain all that God is. And here's another one. Here's a verse that he put in. So it's Psalm 139. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. So if God can't even put a single word, a single description, a single explanation into all that you are, why do you think you should be able to? Why are you limiting yourself to that? When he is the one that created you, that he knows your story, he knows all your struggles and your triumphs, and he can't even say in one specific word to explain who and what you are, because you are so much more than one single word can say. So why do we keep looking for that validation? Why do we keep looking for those titles and those labels when God can't even put that on us? You're given your life for a reason. And I think I may have said that in every single podcast so far. But you've been given this life for a reason. He's given you all your struggles and all your triumphs and all your difficulties and all of your brain waves for a reason. Because he knows you can handle them. And he has your story laid out. It's up to you to decide if you are going to keep that story to one specific title, or if you've got a full description coming. So I want to ask you. I want you to ask yourself, actually. Who am I? What comes up? What's struggling? What doesn't make sense? What's hard? What's all of it? Ask yourself, who am I? And do you want to keep that title? Or are you finally ready to change? And it's not going to be debating and convincing yourself. It will just be a decision. One specific decision that will change the rest of your life. That will be, I'm done with this title. I'm done living this way. I'm done with these beliefs. I'm done with these fears. I'm done with these doubts. I'm done with these stigmas. And I'm ready to move forward and give back my victim card. Because I am enough. I am worthy. I am smart. I am strong. And I can. So ask yourself that. If you are finally ready to move forward and stop with these limiting beliefs and these limiting titles, there's so much out there for you. There's so much potential. And since it's launch week, I do have my forgiveness course. Right now, it's still on sale for $425 or two weekly payments of $240. No, that's not it. Anyways, it's on my website. If you have any questions, feel free to message me as well. The website is jessiewallacher.com. My brain is dead. I'm going to go work out again because I want to and because I can. Because I am worthy of it. I want to do it. And because if I want my story to be different and finally claim I am an athlete in all the areas and beliefs that I want it to be, then I need to start taking that action because it won't just come to me. God is a miracle worker, but he is not a fairy godmother. You need to put in the work in order to see the results. He will bring the rest. So on that note, have a fantastic day. I hope everything is going well. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram and check in on my website. If you want to follow in on the newsletter, I do send out weekly. I am starting to now send out weekly updates on all the things, including podcasts, updates on programs, sales on journals, all kinds of different things. So be sure to go on that. Links for everything are going to be down below. And again, who are you? Who am I? And what titles do you want to keep? And what are you ready to finally change? Have a fantastic day. Talk to you guys again very, very soon. Bye-bye.